Exclusive, Jim Jordan, totally the good Lord who saved Trump. Congress investigating assassination attempt. By Hannah Knudsen on July 16, 2024. It was the good Lord who saved former President Donald Trump from an assassination attempt on Saturday. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., said during a sit-down interview with Breitbart News at the Republican National Convention on Tuesday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and discussed what actions Congress is taking to investigate the tragedy that resulted in the death of one attendee and injuries to two others. It was the good Lord. Totally the good Lord, Jordan said when Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle recounted the close call, as the bullet zipped by Trump's head, nicking his ear. There's no other way to explain that. He turns at the exact right second, he said, agreeing with Boyle that it was divine providence. But then his response. I mean, that is just truly unbelievable, how he, with the three fist pumps there. It just was one of those amazing, just again. His character, Jordan said, noting he was coming from an event in Minneapolis when he got the news. Watch, defiant, bloody Trump pumps fist to crowd. And then when he walked in last night with a bandage on the ear and he walked in. It was just powerful, he said, laying out Congress's investigation. We got three committees. Chairman Comer is going to have Secret Service head Cheadle on next week is the plan. Mark Green, with Homeland Security, will be looking at this issue as well, he said, explaining that his lane is the FBI. We got a briefing yesterday from the FBI. Ranking Member Nadler and myself, and you know, we'll see how that all goes. But we're scheduled to have Director Ray, like I said on the call last night. We expect Director Ray to be able to answer some of these key questions. We have Director Ray scheduled for the 24th, so I think that's Wednesday or Thursday next week. So we're going to push, he said, laying out some of the key questions. There's some fundamental question. There's a finite number of buildings that a bad guy could get on top of and do harm. I mean, it's probably not 100 buildings. It's probably 2, 3, 4, 5, and one of those buildings. We had the good guys on, the counter-sniper unit who took out the bad guy. So there's a very small number. And all the experts are like, why weren't those buildings secure? Is it 2 buildings, 3 buildings? Like, why didn't we know? So that's sort of the fundamental question, he said. Watch, CNN side-by-side video of Trump assassination attempt with eyewitness. And then there's sort of the questions like, what did the local police officer? I'd love to talk to this individual, the local police officer who sort of encountered the bad guy. And what did the counter-sniper see, Jordan asked. How soon did he have this guy in his sights? Was it for several minutes? I think all those are important things to get answers to for the American people, he added. I think the country deserves answers. In Congress, we have a constitutional duty to do oversight, so we're going to do it. We're going to do it in an aggressive fashion. We're going to do it in a way that's consistent with the Constitution. But we're going to do it, and obviously. And with what happened there Saturday in Pennsylvania, we need to get the answers. And frankly, I think the American people deserve those answers as quick as possible, Jordan concluded.